buried me. I'm just getting the last few little things in place, and I will be with you in a few seconds. It's 7 o'clock sharp, which is great. And okay, I think everything is going to be okay over here. Hopefully everybody is warm. Everybody is has maybe a chocolate, a hot chocolate in their hands, or a glass of wine, anything to warm you up, because definitely this winter we're having lots and lots of snow. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. My name is Susan Etono, and I am so thrilled to have you here with me tonight on this very special time of the year. Now, tonight we only have 30 minutes together, and I have a lot of contents to share with you. And we also have to piggyback to last week, because some of you were not here last week, so we would like to do an update to what was happening last week so you can understand the second phase of vulnerability. So, of course, you know that the teleseminar is called Embrace Vulnerability During the Holidays, and tonight is the second part. So before we jump right into the teleseminar, a little bit of housekeeping over here. Just want to tell you that for whoever is on the phone line, if you want to ask a question, you just need to press star 2. And if you're on the webcast, just feel free to ask your questions, and I'll be reviewing, you know, the question as we go along. So let's start without any more delay. Last week we talked about the true meaning of vulnerability. And so you understand a little bit what vulnerability is all about. We started by explaining what is the worldly definitions of the word of vulnerability. And I'm just going to share them with you right now. First is to be capable of being physically or emotionally wounded. Well, for me, the word wounded is really a weakness. It means that you are weak because you can be wounded. The second one is to be capable of being persuaded or tempted. And for me, that tells me that you are exposed to temptation. You are exposed to something. The third one is refer to a person who lets her guards down, leaving themselves open to censure and criticism, making them defenseless. Well, you know what? Last week, we've changed all of that, and we realized that if we just change the word a little bit, it changed the whole approach and perspective of vulnerability. And so what happened last week, we went from being weak to being sensitive. We went from being exposed to being open to ourselves and to others. The only way people can open to you is if you open to yourself first and then open to others. Absolutely. Now, I knew there was going to be something happening over here. I have a technical issue. Let me see if I can go back in into the webinar. Okay, I think it's going to work, so bear with me. Okay, I think we're back in. Sorry about that. Computer issues, technical issues. Okay, so let me go back to this. So the true meaning of vulnerability is really going from weakness to sensitivity, being exposed to being open to ourselves and to others, because that's the only way you make a true connection, either in your relationship, in a love relationship, relationship at work, relationship in your social life. That's the only way that somebody is going to open to you, is if you open to yourself first. And the third one, being defenseless, we went from being defenseless to being free. Free of the things you defend ourselves. Free of the things you defend yourself from. So let's go backtrack over here. So vulnerability is moving from being weak to being sensitive, from being exposed to being open. open to ourselves and to others. And it is from being defenseless to being free. Free of the things to defend yourself from. So there's no more things for you to defend yourself from when you move into vulnerability, and that's the big realization that one does. We also talked about the different reasons why we might be more vulnerable during the holidays. It could be because you're having financial difficulties and you want to buy gifts, but you can't. Maybe you're having a job or a career change, or maybe your job is in jeopardy, and which happens a lot, actually, during the time of this time of the year. The companies are doing cutbacks, layoffs, and et cetera. And if this is your case, then you're worried about the future. We also talked about when you lose a dear one close to the time of the holidays, how vulnerable that makes you feel. Maybe you're also living a shaky relationship. Maybe you're having health issues. Or maybe you are away from your family and you find yourself alone without any loved ones around you. Those are a really good reason to find yourself vulnerable. But once you know the true meaning of vulnerability, which I just described to you, this is where you can find the strength and the gift in it. And based on all the example I gave you before, just know that you are not alone. And whatever situation you're in, there is probably someone in a worse position than you. So what I'm saying to you is, why don't you just accept one of the best gifts you can ever give yourself right now? And that's the gift of vulnerability. As you embrace your vulnerability, you will be able to give others the kind of gift that does not fit under a Christmas tree. And those gifts are the gift of love, the gift of compassion. And as I'm sharing those gifts with you, perhaps you can start thinking about somebody that you know, someone close to you, and whom could you share that gift or those gifts with? The gift of kindness. I can think of so many examples about just going shopping to one of the big supermarkets and how you can be kind to somebody in front of you, kind with somebody in the parking lot. Kind to yourself, kind to an elderly person. The gift of gratitude. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you can share with people. One gift that I think is just wonderful is the gift of thoughtfulness. To take the time to share an insight, to share words of wisdom and words of love with somebody that you know, maybe you haven't talked to. So just pick up the phone and tell them you're thinking about them at this time of the year and that you love them. It is so easy to do. Just pick up the phone. And another gift that is really special is the gift of listening, but the gift of true listening. So I'm suggesting that from here for the next week until the end of the year, and just start practicing those gifts. Just start practicing those gifts so you don't only offer them during the time of the holidays and during the time of Christmas. This is going to be something that you will want to continue to give. They will grow on you. I'm telling you, these are wonderful, wonderful gifts, and they will. No gifts under the Christmas tree will replace any of those gifts. So let's go back to last week. Last week, what we've done, we give a homework to all the people to do. And the question was, how can you make a positive difference during the holidays? And the exercise was to do this, to go into everyday life and when you would find yourself in a space of invulnerability, I said Ask yourself three questions. So imagine this. You find yourself in a space of invulnerability, meaning of pretension. You're pretending things. You're becoming invincible. Ask yourself those three questions. Very simple. The first question you ask yourself is, what am I afraid of? Because you become invulnerable, so definitely you are afraid of something. Second question, ask yourself, which beautiful part of me is afraid to be open? Which beautiful part of me is afraid to be seen and open? And the third question I want you to ask yourself is, which sensitive part of me is afraid to be judged? And I can promise you, if you ask yourself those three questions every time you find yourself in a spot, in a space of wanting to pretend to be somebody that you're not, or being invincible, it will stop you right into the action of the pretension. So what I did ask is I asked people to do that, and I asked people to send me an example of something that happened in their life last week based on the homework I gave them. And we have a young lady that wrote us what happened to her, and she wanted to share it with us. So here it is. This testimonial is from Susan from Owen Sound in Ontario. And I'm going to read it to you just the way that she sent it to me. And then we can discuss about it a little bit. I was shopping for a Mother of the Bride dress for New Year's Eve. I found myself with an open window of about 3 hours as they had to make alterations on the dress. Decided to call a girlfriend that lives in that same city and invite her for lunch. Unknown to me, she had had a very difficult time the day before. She was thrilled to hear from me and needed the moral support. And this is what Susan is saying. She says, my lesson is here is to listen to the voice within when it brings someone to the forefront of your thoughts. And me, what I say to you, to complete what she's saying, is that sensitivity and intuition is much stronger than any thoughts you might have. It's just like vulnerability attracts vulnerability. Invulnerability attracts invulnerability. Fear attracts fear, and love attracts love. And your intuition is the closest to the inspiration of the person that you are, connecting with your divine source. So, of course, she listened to her sensitivity and she listened to the intuition, and both of them were rewarded. Her friend allowed herself to be vulnerable and share what she had been through the week before, and because she allowed herself to be in that space, her friend was able to move in the space of vulnerability, of compassion, of understanding. So it makes it what? It makes it a win-win situation for both of them. So what I'd like to say, thank you, Susan. I don't know if you're here tonight. I'm going to check into the webcast in a minute. But thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here with us, hopefully. And I hope your friend is feeling much better. Okay, so tonight, the subject of tonight is surrendering. But before I go over there, I would like to tell you a little bit about me so you understand, you know, who am I and what makes me the expert on the subject of vulnerability. Well, the day I have decided to embrace my vulnerability, I have transformed my life forever. I am the author of an award-winning book called Soar with Vulnerability, 11 Insights to the Full Enjoyment of Your Life. And I went from pretending and being invincible or invulnerable to being real. I went from being unreachable to being authentic. I went from being in fear to being in trust or in love. And this is what I'd like to share with you. So definitely, you know, the first insight of my book is vulnerability because it's at the base of all healing. But the next step is really definitely to surrender. And once again, surrender is a word that, you know, a lot of people are not familiar with, and that's, are not comfortable with. Before we go into the definition of the word, let me share this with you. This is a quote from William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. And the quote goes this way: "The measure of a man or woman's power can be found in the depth of their surrender." And for those of you who know me, I'm French, so I have difficulty with some words. So I'm going to spell the word. It's D-E-P-T-H. So the measure of a man of woman's or woman's power can be found in the depth of their surrender. I think I pronounced it right over here. So, and that's very, you know, it's simple, but it is so deep. The meaning of that, it is so deep. I would like to you, because surrender is also a word that's been misunderstood by so many people as well, I would like to just give you a few negative intonations of the word surrender. Some types of negative intonation goes this way. It is about not being strong enough or courageous enough. And or when you surrender, you are being a coward. Some people say that if you give your power to someone else, it's surrendering, and you make that person more powerful than you are. Even myself, I believe that surrendering was quitting, was losing. So you were quitting, you were a loser, you were a quitter. And from a long time, I believe that that was the fact. Until one day I understood what the real meaning of surrendering meant. For me, it took a trip to India, it took a trip to Africa to really understand that surrender equals letting go. And letting go as let go and let be. Let everything be the way it is. It's not defeat. It's just allowing for everything to be what it's supposed to be. In surrendering, there is no more need for resistance, defense, or opinion. And if you look at that closely, when you resist something, you create tension into your body, into your heart, into your mind. Therefore, that tension will also create other things, discomfort, sickness, disease in your body. When you defend yourself, when you feel that you need to defend yourself, you go in fear. Your fear is always ego-based. And an opinion. There's no more need for opinion, because an opinion always creates conflict. An opinion is only a perception of things. And that perception that you have becomes an opinion, it becomes a thought, and it becomes a belief of yours. So if you just surrender and let go of all those things, resistance, defense, and opinion, let go of your old beliefs and let everything be as it is. Everything is what is because it is. That's why it exists. There's no other reason. Surrendering is about surrendering to ourselves. That's the first thing, the first step. Letting go of who you think you are. Letting go of who you think you should be. And there, be your own true self. Be the unique essence that you are. Surrendering is about letting go of all beliefs that are not serving you. I said it before and I will repeat it again. What is a belief? A belief is a thought that you don't question anymore. And they've become so anchored into your body that you don't even realize that those beliefs don't serve you anymore. Other beliefs comes from your family, from your environment, from your colleagues, from your friends, and you buy into their beliefs. And that's what's happening into the world. We buy into beliefs that are not serving us and is not serving the rest of the world either. Surrendering is also about letting go of accepting your fear. Let me rephrase that. Letting go is accepting your fear when it is present versus resisting it. So maybe you want to put yourself in a situation right now where you are afraid of not succeeding in your business. You are afraid of not getting the job. Well, instead of driving yourself crazy about it, just be with that fear and see where it's going to take you. And from the moment you really, it's like embracing your vulnerability, you embrace your fear. Therefore, there's no more reasons to make you fearful. That fear is going to dissolve. Once you accept the fear, it has no more reasons to make you fearful. I know it might be challenging for you to grasp this at the moment, but I would like for you, I'm going to give you an exercise to do at the end of this today, and I hope you're going to take the time to practice it over the holidays. And there's a phrase I'd like to share with you, because I think the word surrender in that particular phrase is a perfect position to express it. And it goes like this. It's just two words. Surrender to grief. And I know that each one of you have been there. Surrender to grief, as this is the only way you will heal your pain. I can tell you, if you witness the people around you that have resisted their grief, they will be grieving, they will be they will be miserable for much longer time than a person that has been accepting and surrendering to their grief. I just want to take a look at the webcast attendees, and I think we have somebody with us, and but I have to say I'm not too sure how to get you, so if you have a question, just ask the question. I'll go to the question in a second. Okay, so what I would like to leave you with is this. I would like to give you an exercise to do for 2014 that goes hand-in-hand with vulnerability and surrendering. And this exercise is this: to start living your life in conscious awareness. And I'm going to explain to you briefly. To live your life in conscious awareness means that you become the actor and the producer of your life. So for action, for every action, every thought, every move, everything that you do as the actor of your life or the actor of your movie, you are also the producer of it. That means that you can change what is written in the script of your movie and have the actor, meaning yourself, change whatever you're going to do in that particular situation. And I can tell you that from the moment that you start living your life in conscious awareness, you will never want to go back to living your life unconsciously unconscious. And you will realize, you will notice when you are pretending, and you're going to catch yourself into it. And you're going to say, oh my God, why am I pretending here? Why was I trying to pretend with this person? You're going to catch yourself. You will notice when you are resisting. You will now notice when you get, especially when you get angry. If you start living in conscious awareness, you're going to notice when you're angry, and the producer watching you behind will see that. And I'm going to give you a trick. Once you can see that, at the beginning, it might take you something like a week to realize that when you became angry, you were totally in fear, therefore you were in your ego. So at the beginning, it might take you a week. More in consciousness you start living in, at the end, you're going to go from 1 week to 72 hours, to 48 hours, to 24 hours, to a couple of hours. And then finally, what's going to happen is as you get angry and you project that anger towards somebody, you are going to be in your conscious awareness as you are angry. Doesn't mean that the anger is not necessarily going to go out, but you'll have a different reaction to it, and you will realize that when you were angry, you were in fear, and you're going to be able to change that instantly. Therefore, it's going to change the relationships around you instantly. You will also notice the discomfort of not being true to yourself. And probably that's going to be one that is going to disturb you a lot, to realize that you are not being true to yourself. Because there's the only way to live your life, really. In authenticity, that's the only way that you can do that. So I'll repeat this one because it's a very big one. You will notice the discomfort of not being true to yourself. And as you do start realizing that you're not true to yourself, you will start seeing it in other people as well. You will start seeing when people are not being true, either to you or to themselves, to their truth. You will see it. And by you realizing it and recognizing it in them, you'll be able to help them step out of it and join you into the truth, into the authenticity of who both of you are. So I think, you know, I would like to leave you with this note that this is the exercise I would like for you to start working on for the end of the year and start living your life in conscious awareness. And so start being the actor and the producer of your own movie. And from that moment, you'll see, from if you stop pretending and you stop resisting and you let go and you allow yourself to live in your true self and your uniqueness, I'm telling you, from that moment, miracles will happen. In 2014, I'd like to let you know that I'm starting a new program called Inspired Wealthy Woman VIP Program. And wealthy is spelled W-E-L-L, meaning it has to do with wellness and wealthiness, wealthy inside of you. So if you want any information on that, I'm inviting you to send me an email directly at suzanne@suzannelitono.com. And I would be really happy to send you some information on that. If you have any, if you want, you can also visit my website at suzannelitono.com. And if you have any question, please, if you missed a teleseminar, I'm going to be able to post that on my website. There's going to be a link where you're going to be able to listen to it again. On this, I'm wishing you a great evening, and I'm wishing you wonderful, magical holidays with your family, and I'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you for being here, and God bless. Bye-bye. The moderator has left.